Hello.
Hi, my name is Susan. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities, and would like to ask you a few questions. Do you happen to have a few minutes of your time to complete a survey?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, thank you. Am I speaking with Mr. Paris?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Okay, just a moment. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
About 2 years. I'm going on my third right now.
Okay. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Is it plaster, bricklayer?
Refrack.
Thank you. On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey, finisher, improver?
I'm an apprentice.
Okay, thank you, apprentice. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade? I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
Oh, I'm not sure. They keep me working pretty steady. I haven't really had problems like that.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Okay. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
More.
Okay. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time of year? Last year, I'm sorry.
I would say there's more this year.
More this year? Okay. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
That's kind of a tough one. I would say no in my community because we do hire a lot of out-of-towners.
Okay. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Yes.
Okay. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Okay. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, through your state or local government, or privately?
I would say privately. I work in a lot of chemical plants.
Okay. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
I think it'll be about the same.
Okay. Thank you. We're almost done. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
I think it'll get better.
Okay. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Dust, COVID, falls risks, falling objects, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, no real safety concerns, or other?
No real safety concerns.
Okay. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months? And if so, in person or online?
Yes, in person.
Okay. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. You can answer yes or no. Union organizing?
No.
Okay. Picketing?
No.
Okay. Political canvassing?
No.
No. Thank you. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Occasionally.
Occasionally, okay. Okay, so please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source you are the most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source you are the least likely to get your news from. I'm going to name a few, and you can rank them, okay?
Okay.
The internet or social media?
5.
Okay. Radio?
5.
Okay. Cable news?
3.
Okay. Local TV news programming?
3 as well.
Okay. Friends and neighbors?
1.
Okay. Print or online newspaper?
1.
Thank you. Which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Freedom, policy, jobs and the economy, healthcare, the environment, education, immigration, or support for labor unions?
I would say support for labor unions, yeah. It affects it directly.
Okay. And as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
No? Okay. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all, federal act elected officials support it?
I'd say it's very important.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wedge protection of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Ooh, that's a hard one. I would say the Republican Party.
Okay. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis? Sorry.
The Auto Workers.
The Auto Workers. Is that like much more or somewhat?
Much more.
Okay. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of a job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. Do you approve or disapprove of Joe Biden has done on his job as president overall? Do you approve strongly, approve somewhat, disapprove somewhat, or disapprove strongly?
Disapprove somewhat.
Okay. Immigration?
Disapprove strongly.
Foreign affairs?
Disapprove strongly.
Okay. The economy?
Disapprove strongly.
Support for labor unions?
Disapprove strongly.
Healthcare?
Disapprove strongly.
Thank you, sir. We're almost done, I promise. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
I disapprove.
Is that strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024, are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you will not vote?
Almost certain.
Okay. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Trump.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the International Union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you. How could the union best improve its representation and service, in your own words?
I really don't have any complaints with the union
mm-hmm.
at all. And the union isn't good to me, so I don't. They're taking care of me. They get back to me in a timely manner. They're always available when I need them. So.
Thank you.
Not only that, but even if I don't contact the union directly, they contact me, such as this phone call right now or the text messages that we get.
Okay. Let's see. Thank you. Now, in your own words, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing that the union should be working on?
I think the most important thing that the union should be working on is acquiring more people into the union. And I also believe that we should advertise union workmanship.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people that don't even know that there is a bricklaying union or that unions even exist. So.
Okay. Oh, almost done. Just give me a second.
Yeah, you're good.
Thank you. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Text message, union meetings, email, job site, mail?
Text message.
Okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? 4 or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
A couple times a year.
Okay. Let's see. I know you're tired. We're almost done. Just 2 more minutes. Actually,
no, you're good.
Now I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Mm-hmm. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or Republican or independent?
I'd have to say independent. I kind of flip between both. It just depends
okay.
on who's running.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic or the Republican Party?
Closer to the Republican Party.
Okay. And just to make sure we have a representative sample. Oh, I'm sorry. Just to skip this one. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Yes, Meg Dio.
Thank you so much. Well, this includes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and your patience. I appreciate
Thank you very much.
Have a great evening. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.